Hello everyone, welcome back to another episode of Squid Series. So I feel like I need to start this episode by explaining why I am calling this podcast the Squid Series. Because if you listened to my first episode, I called this podcast Squid Talks. That was the name. Unfortunately, after I had submitted my podcast to Apple, Spotify, Google, all of these different platforms, I realized that there was a podcast on Spotify called Squid Talks, and it wasn't mine. And when I saw that, my heart dropped because I was like, how did I not see that when I was researching and brainstorming names for this podcast? And I was looking up if there were already existing podcasts with those names. I swear to you, nothing came up when I looked up Squid Talks. So I thought I was in the clear, but apparently I wasn't. And so I had to change the name. I don't want to have the same name as somebody else. I don't want to cause problems. So I changed it to the Squid Series. But yeah, I did want to address that really quick because we do have a new name for this podcast. On to more positive things. I have had a pretty good week so far. I am very excited because I'm actually leaving to go out of town this weekend. And I'm going to be seeing a lot of my family in California, and I'm just so excited. I haven't taken time off from work since Thanksgiving, so I'm kind of losing my mind a little bit, and I just feel like I need to just lay on the beach and listen to music, laugh with my family, and do absolutely nothing else. And I am so excited for that. So it's going to be a really good weekend. I'm actually going to be out there in California until I think Wednesday of next week. So I'll have a few days out there and it's just really exciting. I can't wait. I have some fun stuff planned with family and friends. The reason why we're all going to California and we're having this big family gathering is because we're having a celebration of life for my dad. And I'm excited to see my family, but I also know it's going to be really hard to not have my dad there. And it sucks that the reason we're all getting together to see each other is because of my dad passing away. But with that being said, I am so grateful to have the family that I do and just for their support and letting me lean on them when I need it. It's been so incredibly helpful. And I just can't wait to spend more time with them and get to talk to them and tell stories about my dad and just celebrate his life. So it's going to be a good time. I'm trying to stay positive about it and not let myself spiral. But I'm very excited to see my brother. And I'm also really excited because I'm finally 21. And this is the first time I'm seeing my best friend since I turned 21. We've had this plan of like, okay, the next time we see each other, we have to go get margaritas and chill by the beach and like have a nice dinner because we're both 21 now. We can both go and order alcohol at restaurants. So that's the plan for a while I'm in San Diego. We're gonna meet up and get some dinner, have some margaritas and catch up on life. And I cannot wait because I miss her so freaking much. I'm just really excited to be surrounded by people for a little bit because I am usually very isolated, just being at home. And I feel like I have been kind of living the same week over and over again for a while, just going to work, coming home. You know, I have my routine that I've stuck to for a long time, but I don't really have any family in Utah. I don't have a lot of friends here. Sometimes it does feel very isolating and I do kind of just, I don't know, live in my own little bubble half the time. So I'm really excited to be around people. I think it'll just be really good and it's something that I feel like I really need right now. Very exciting. I can't wait to see everyone. And this episode is actually going to go up right before I leave. So I think this episode is going up on Friday the 13th. Spooky. But I'm leaving on Saturday the 14th, with Steven. He's coming with me out to California. Stay tuned. I'm going to be filming this weekend too and posting on YouTube just because I want to have these memories to look back on. So definitely look out for that. I want to dive into the topic of this week's episode, which it is going to be a little bit on the heavy side. So this is a trigger warning for anyone who is grieving. I just want to put it out there that I will be talking about grief and briefly touching on some of the things that have helped me with my grief journey. Also, my cat is eating his food right behind me, so I'm very sorry if you can hear that. Bear with me here. Hopefully he stops very soon. I'm just going to start with a little backstory about my dad and just a little bit about my childhood with him. My dad was really just, he was my hero, my inspiration, my reason for living for a very long time, if I'm being real. He was so creative. He loved music. He loved creating songs. Like he was just a very smart, creative person. He always told me to go after what I want. And he was very blunt and he would tell me the truth straight up. He wouldn't sugarcoat it. And sometimes it sucked. I was like, Dad, this isn't what I want to hear right now. And he would just say, but that's what you need to hear. My dad would just always make me feel better while also telling me the truth. And I just admired him for that because I'm the type of person where like, I don't want to hurt somebody's feelings by telling them the truth. Even though it's the right thing to do, it's really hard to be like brutally honest to someone. And that's something that I have missed so much since he passed away, is just being able to call him and ask for advice, telling him about the things that I'm doing day to day. Like, I just miss that so much. Anyway, let's talk a little bit about my childhood. I had an amazing childhood, pretty much because of my dad. And he always made it a priority to spend time with me and my brother. And my parents got divorced, I think when I was like six or seven years old. So it was around 2007. And I didn't understand the concept of divorce at the time because I was a young child. And they had to explain it to me, what divorce meant. And I still didn't fully understand it meant that I wouldn't see my dad every day because I was so used to living, obviously, with both of my parents. That's all I had known. My dad still made it a priority to go to all of our school events, all of our games, like everything. And I don't know how he did it, honestly, because I know that he had work and he was a busy guy, but he still made it a priority to show up to every single after-school activity, every single soccer game, every single horseback riding lesson, he was there. Me, my brother, and my mom had moved to San Diego, and my dad stayed in Thousand Oaks, which is where we had lived. And I think it's about 3 hours, three and a half maybe, from San Diego. And my dad would drive all the way to San Diego every other weekend to spend time with us and to hang out with us. And those are some of my fondest memories, are just these random weekend activities that we would do. We pretty much did everything that you can do in San Diego as a tourist, because like every weekend he would come down and be like, what do you guys want to do? And my brother and I would just be like, I don't know. And so my dad would take us to aquariums. He would take us to La Jolla. He would take us to museums. We went to Balboa Park all the time. I mean, there were just so many places that we would go to with him. And I just have the fondest memories at those places because of him. And it makes me miss being a kid. Anyway, to sum it up, he was the best father anyone could ever have. And I miss him so freaking much. I wish I could put it into words, but I can't. He loved us so much, and that I am sure of. And that is something that will seriously help me move on with my life, because I had such a great relationship with him. And there really was nothing left unsaid between us. Like when I think back to when I found out he had passed away, I didn't have any regrets or anything like that. I knew that I had gone to him for pretty much everything, and he knew how much I loved him. it is really hard still, you know, because he was that person that I was so afraid of losing. So anyway, moving on, before I cry, I'm going to talk a little bit about what happened. I'm probably not going to go into too much detail because obviously it's a very personal thing to talk about, but I do want to just put it out there in case there's anyone else in a similar situation. One thing I have realized is just from being on social media, there is always somebody that is going through pretty much the same thing as you. Maybe not to the same extent, but like I have connected with so many people that have said, I lost my dad, you know, back in August too, and it was very unexpected, and I don't know how to move on. And I just, my heart like goes out to those people because I'm in the same boat. I understand that sometimes it is really hard to even have the motivation to keep moving forward, but you have to. That person that you lost would not want you to just give up. They would want you to keep living your life, live it to the fullest while you're here. And now that I don't have him to go to, I have to be that person for myself. He was just that person that I would go to for anything. At any time of the day, if I had a problem, he was there to help me. And I have really had to kind of learn some independence since he passed away. For example, while I was filing my taxes this year, I was so confused on one of the forms. It was so confusing. And I was filing in two different states, which made it even more complicated. And I was like asking so many people, do you know what this means? What am I supposed to put for this? And no one could really give me like an exact answer because obviously they're not the one having to fill out the form. And I don't expect them to have the answer. But I just know that that's something my dad would have been like, oh, just like put this. You know what I mean? Like he would know because he was just the person that literally helped me with everything. And so I really have had to learn some independence and just kind of learn to work through more of my problems on my own, still with the guidance of my family and my friends, but being more in control of my actions and just kind of taking more responsibility for myself and for the things that I go through, I guess. It's been very hard, but let's get into a little bit of what happened. So back in August of last year, it was just a normal day. I had been on the phone with my mom for a very long time. And after I hung up the phone, I was like, I should call my dad and talk to him because I just felt like so happy after talking to my mom. I was like, oh, I need to talk to my dad and see how he's doing. And so I reached for my phone and I saw that it was getting kind of late. And my dad went to bed pretty early because he would have to wake up early for work. And I didn't really want to bug him. And so I was like, oh, I'll call him tomorrow. I'll just send him a text tonight. So I did. I texted him. And I had texted him about my grandpa because my grandpa had passed away three-ish weeks maybe before my dad passed away. And so we had just lost my grandpa. And our whole family was obviously grieving, and we were trying to plan out his funeral service, and I just wanted to know when that would take place because I was trying to plan out some trips to go see my mom. So I had texted my dad asking about my grandpa's funeral, and I was like, hey, do you know anything? Have you heard anything from the family? And he responded to me and said, no, I haven't, but I'll let you know when I do. So I go to bed, and I think I went to bed around 9 o'clock, and then I woke up at a little after midnight, close to 1 a.m., to my brother calling me. Honestly, like this whole night is kind of a blur, but I do remember just laying there, hearing my phone ring, and ignoring it because I was like, I'm sleeping. Like, who is calling me at 1 in the morning? And so I ignored it and I just kept sleeping. But right after the call stopped ringing, after I didn't pick up, it started ringing again, like immediately. And so I was like, okay, let me see who's calling. So I roll over, I grab my phone, and I see it's my brother. And I immediately felt so much panic. I was like, something happened to my dad. I knew it. I didn't think it would be to the extent that it was. I thought my brother was just going to call and tell me, hey, dad's back in the hospital, because my dad had some health complications prior to August of last year. And so I just thought it was going to be one of those calls of my brother telling me that my dad was back in the hospital. And so I pick up the phone and I answer, and my brother is like, hey, I just got home from my night class and dad is unconscious. And I literally just sat there in my bed like, what do you mean? Like, what? Unconscious? Like, what happened? And my brother was like, I don't know. I just got home and found him on the floor. And I called 911 and the paramedics are here and they're trying to help him. And I just, the second my brother said that the paramedics were there, I actually had like a moment of relief. I was like, oh, okay, well, if the paramedics are there, then we're fine. You know, they'll be able to help him. And I just was like so relieved in that moment. And then my brother goes, Sid, I don't know how long he's been unconscious. I've been gone for hours and I just got home. Once he said that, I realized that there was a possibility that my dad was gone. And I like shot that out of my mind so fast. I was like, there's no way, you know, he'll be okay. Just let the paramedics do their job. And my brother was like, I'm going to talk to them for a second and I'll call you back. And so he hangs up the phone and I'm just sitting there and I'm like, what the hell is going on? After my brother hung up, I just sat there in my bed, staring at the cars driving by outside my bedroom window. And I just was like, this can't be happening. Like, there's no way that this is real life. And Steven was awake at this point because obviously I was sitting up in bed on the phone. And so he woke up and he was like, what's going on? And I didn't even know what to say to him. I was just like, I think my dad might be gone. And he was like, what? And so then, of course, we were both up and my brother finally calls me back. And all he says when I answer the phone is, he's gone. And surprisingly, I didn't start sobbing like I thought I would. Because I always thought, you know, the day my dad dies is going to be the worst day of my life. And it definitely was. But I didn't start sobbing uncontrollably. I was immediately worried about my brother, because my brother was now in this situation with paramedics at the house. And, you know, to be the one to find our dad, I was so worried about him. And so I was like, do you need me to come out there? Like, what do you need me to do? And my brother was like, I need you here. Like, I need you here. I was like, say no more. I'll be on a plane as soon as I can. And so later that day, I flew out to San Diego. Anyway, after my brother and I got off the phone, I started sobbing. And poor Steven was probably just like, what the heck is going on? And I just sobbed and I sobbed. And I remember I messaged my best friend, because I was like, maybe she's awake, because she's a night owl. She doesn't go to bed very early like I do. And I think I just sent a text to her saying, my dad is gone. And she responded, she was awake, and she was like, what? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know. I was so upset and just so, I don't even know, like nothing felt real. I felt like I was in this terrible nightmare and I couldn't wake up. Losing somebody that unexpectedly does something to your brain. It's like your brain can't even fathom the thought of your reality. Like, I remember when I was flying out to San Diego that day, I was sitting on the plane and I was like going in and out of reality. Like, I would be sitting there thinking, I can't believe this is happening. My dad can't be gone. There's no way that this is real. And then a second later, I'd be thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to San Diego. I get to see my dad when I get there and I get to give him a hug. Like, it's like my brain wouldn't accept the fact that he was gone, because it just didn't seem real. And I was like, no, there's no way that this is actually happening. It sounds weird to say this. I feel like I sound crazy, but these were my thoughts. Like, I seriously thought, maybe my dad's on a business trip. Maybe he's just out of town. Maybe he's just, I don't know, maybe his phone died. That's why I can't text him, and that's why he's not responding. My brain could not accept that he was gone. And it took me a very long time to get to a place where I could accept it as the truth and learn to move forward with the grief that I now have. I lost him back in August. It really hasn't been that long, but I feel like I'm doing so much better than I was right after he passed, obviously, because it was just so traumatic. And sometimes, even to this day, I still have moments where my brain forgets that he's gone and I expect to get a text message from him. Like if my phone goes off, I'll like immediately think that it's him texting me, and it's not, obviously, but it's just crazy how the brain works and how sometimes even if you do accept something as your reality, it still doesn't feel like you're actually going through that situation. It feels fake. While I was in San Diego, we did find out my dad's cause of death, which I have never put online before. Like, I've never said it to anyone outside of my friends and family. But I'm just going to say it because it's not a secret in any way. And again, if this helps somebody get through a similar situation, then I'm happy to just share this information. My dad had a pulmonary embolism, which, if you don't know what that is, it's when there's a blood clot in the lungs. We don't know the specifics of exactly what happened because nobody was home when it happened. And I swear my brain could not process that he had had a pulmonary embolism because he had experience with pulmonary embolisms. He had one back in 2019. And my dad, his health history is too extensive to go into detail on this podcast, but he had a very rare autoimmune disease that he was diagnosed with back in 2019. Anyway, he ended up having a pulmonary embolism when he was driving home from work in October of 2019. And he told me about it and said it felt like he was having a heart attack. And so he pulled over when he was driving home. He pulled over on the side of the road and thought he was going to die. When he was telling me about what had happened, he said, I just sat there looking out at the ocean thinking, well, if I die, this isn't a bad view. Which, if that doesn't explain my dad in a nutshell, I don't know what will, because of course he would say something like that. So my dad somehow ended up getting back on the road and he went to the hospital and they treated him. They like pretty much put him on a bunch of IVs and all this stuff. And then he was fine after that. They put him on blood thinners. The fact that, you know, a couple years later, he has another one, and this time it's not the same outcome, it was really hard to accept that because I was like, what if? And I played the what if game, no joke, for like the first 3 months after he was gone. I was like, well, what if I had still been living in San Diego and I could have somehow been there to help? And like, what if? But here's the thing. You can't change the past. You can only move forward. So there's no point in dwelling on it. I thought somehow I'd be able to like bring my dad back by playing the what if game and seeing, you know, well, what if I had done this? Or, you know, it's pointless. Okay. So don't do that to yourself if you're grieving. Try to avoid that if you can, because it's not fun. There are healthier ways to cope with the loss of somebody, but you don't need to beat yourself up in the process. Regardless of the situation, it's just not worth it. I definitely felt a little bit alone in the beginning because the only person that truly understood how much it hurt to lose my dad was my brother. He's the only person that got it. Because he was going through the same thing. And we both were very close with our dad. And so, I don't know, I felt like I couldn't really talk to other people about it on the same level because they just wouldn't understand. But I think it's important to still talk to people about how you're feeling, even if they're not going to fully understand it. It's still important for your grieving process to open up and not bottle it all in. I felt like I really couldn't talk to Steven about it a lot because he's never really experienced this type of grief before. And, you know, he would even tell me, like, I just don't know what to say. Like, I don't know how it feels to just lose a parent like that. And I would just always tell him, you don't have to understand how I'm feeling. You just have to be there. That's it. That's all we really need, is just for someone to be there saying, I hear you, I see you, your feelings are valid. And that's what I'm doing here on this podcast for you. So if you need somebody to tell you that your feelings are valid, I'm here to tell you that they are valid and you are allowed to feel all of the things that come with grief. When I started kind of getting over like the first few weeks where all I did was cry, I started getting very angry. And I remember when I came home from California and I came back to Utah, the second I walked in my front door, I mean, I lost it. I absolutely sobbed my eyes out more than I ever have before. But what I did next is something that I was not expecting. I took out my phone and I called my dad's number. And obviously it went to voicemail. And I left him a very long message. And I was so angry. I was so frustrated. I screamed into my phone. I don't even remember what I said, to be honest. But I know I was so angry and upset. And like, my whole body was just taken over with so many different emotions. And it was like a 10-minute long voicemail that I left on his phone, just saying like, you can't be gone. You can't leave me. You can't do this. This can't be happening. This can't be real life. You're coming back. I don't care how I have to make it happen, but you are coming back. Like, I was just so adamant that like, there was a way for this to all stop and for my dad to just be on earth again somehow. I don't get angry very often, so to have all of this rage inside me was so weird, and I was not expecting to feel angry. And it's not that I was angry at my dad, it's that I was angry he was gone, and that this is the way life turned out for him, and that this is my new reality and my brother's new reality. And I just was so angry at the world. I was angry at the universe. I was just angry that I was sitting there in my room leaving that voicemail on his phone in the first place. When you lose somebody unexpectedly, your whole world gets turned upside down. You can't control your emotions in a time like that. And I am the type of person that tries to control everything in my life. And so the fact that I was angry and I didn't know why and I didn't know how to stop it was so frustrating. My cat is making a bunch of noise. I don't know if you can hear it, but he's like doing this weird thing where he likes to talk. So sorry if you could hear that in that last clip. Your feelings are valid. Grief is hard. Be gentle on yourself. I'm going to do a whole episode diving into the specific things that have helped me with my grief journey, but I just wanted to touch on that really quick in this episode because obviously we're talking about grief. You can keep doing this. Even though it sucks to miss somebody, you can move forward with your life. It's possible. I didn't think it was possible. Right after my dad passed, I was like, my life is over. There's no way I can keep doing this. But I know that's not what my dad would want. He would be telling me, no, you're not giving up. You are going to keep living your life. You're going to live it out. You're going to do what makes you happy. And that's that. I know that's what he would tell me. So I'm telling you that. It will be okay in the end. Everyone experiences grief at one point in their life. It's almost inevitable. We all go through it. So be gentle with yourself and know that even though it really hurts to not have that person that you love with you anymore, physically, the love that you have for them and that they had for you is still with you. That doesn't go away. That's something that I have kind of come to terms with recently, is that even though I can't see my dad anymore, I can't talk to him, I can't ask him for advice, I know that he loved me so much and I have all these great memories with him and all these things that I wouldn't trade for anything. And that is what's helping me move forward, because I know that no matter what happens in my life, I will never lose the love that he had for me. and all of the great times that we had together. The pain that you feel is the result of the love that you shared with that person. And it's painful, but the way I look at it is I would rather be here right now going through the pain that I am because I have these memories rather than not having these memories at all and just living a very normal and easy life. You know what I mean? Like, it's worth it to have this pain because of all of the things I got from it. Anyway, I hope that made sense. My dad was my world. He will always be my world. And I'm taking it one day at a time because that's all I can do right now. I hope that this was somewhat helpful to anyone grieving out there. And just know again that your feelings are valid. One day at a time, you can do it. And if you ever need anybody to talk to, my DMs are always open on Instagram. You can always find me on TikTok. I'm always posting about my grief on there. I am always here to listen to anyone that needs it. Because I know that not everyone has people in their life that they can turn to when they need it. So this podcast is a safe space for anyone going through anything hard, even if it's not grief related and you just, I don't know, need a freaking virtual hug. I'm here. Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I will be talking about my dad a lot throughout this podcast because he was a big part of my life. And again, I am going to be targeting a lot of things that have helped me with my grief. And so he will come up a lot in these podcast episodes. Make sure that you are subscribe to my YouTube. Make sure that you're following me on Instagram and TikTok if you want to keep up with me. I'm not very active on Instagram. I check in every once in a while, but I try to stay off as much as I can because it's not good for my mental health. But I'm always on TikTok, so you can always reach me on there. Like I said, I do post YouTube videos as well. I'll have everything linked in the show notes if you want to check that stuff out. But I do like weekly vlogs and things like that. Thanks again for tuning in. I hope that this episode was somewhat helpful, and I will see you guys next week in our next episode.